Schreibt der Chazal, kol she'en yideh betzivgit in Kedishin, lo yehele eisek imoen. One thing one can be sure, this is something which, the more one does in Hilchos Gittin, the more one sees how a get is actually given, the more one appreciates how very, very important it is to make sure it's the day of a tiv git in the condition chas v'shem sh'yitz v'michshul v'tachas yodom. The halachas are so detailed, intricate and difficult. Anyone who's not a real bookie could chas v'shem cause an eshes ish to be married, so to say, to another person with catastrophic results of isurim, chayim misa, mamzerim, ad sof kol adonis. I'm listening to this, I'm in Chayma Hadova. Chazal Zogun, no shalma forum sovaseinu. Like them up in Kabonis hand, it becomes great to sign the mitzvah for Kabonis, no shalma forum sovaseinu. That should help him as the Zolkene Yates on the mitzvah, red and the land of the mitzvahs are safe and gitten, euch mit der Versammlung in Leufen, wenn ich einmal vor mir so was sehen, ich habe schon mal so ein Stab von Hoppen, am Ull davon Hoppen, das ist eine sehr wichtige Sache, aber um jetzt zu sein, mit dem Lernen der Aluches, der praktische Aluches. Versteht sich, wo es mir so getan, das ist nicht genau Aluch am Meister, ich pushe, man soll wissen, wer so ist die Geiz sie, soll nicht Reusnehmen von dem, was Halloch Lameuze. Pashtes, et den Schereuskim, ich kann schim individual nehmen, die Schaas Meret, aber Poma macht sich, soll man achten geben, weil es kann sein, aber sehr sensitiv. Wir gehen allein, inzwischen die Papieren, du ist ein Muster von der Get, das ist genommen von der Manchester Besen Website, man will ja nicht ein schönes Problem in Pearson, ein schönes Heike, wie der ist gewesen, dass er besiegt, dass er rausgegeben. In der Mitte Schemmer hat er doch kein, wir können sehen, wo steht in der Get. Wie also ihr seht, so ist Halloch al-Maas, aber gelernt, die Gemorres, lassen wir sehen Halloch al-Maas. Ich habe nicht vergessen, was Pöste mich heute auch sagen, ja, ich könnte ihn kommen. Chodosh und sehr dankbar, was man kann gegeben im Schirr. In noch ein Achsan, ihr versteht sich, dass der Meshapiro ist der Föhn in der Woche. Interessante Sache, ich habe da ein originaler Brief von der Meshapiro, was hat geschrieben zu meinen Seiten. In der letzten Zeit kommt also die Lumen, wir haben damals schon gewesen in Lublin, in der Durchzeit, ein Heilig von der letzten Zeit, is the tarikh, the date, in the Zahayemi. Ich leite dir zum Beispiel, das ist Hashem, Lublin, im Sein, der Chödisch Ehr, das sagt es hier Wommes, das Lammet Sein, Tov Reish Tzadigimu. Das ist gewesen, alles her, das ist ein Gang in Leben, in Zahayemi. We kicked on the map for Manchester. And I forget that in the home the Mochen, which has the numbers in the stoot, and the rivers, the water supply, the rivers and the water supply. So, name is Manchester. We'll soon talk about exactly Manchester, how you write it and how you pronounce it, two different things. And also, if you look carefully, you'll be able to see there are the River Irwell, the River Irk, I-R-K in English, and the River Medlock. And if you look even further, if you see down to the south, there is also the River Mersey. Everyone knows that the River Mersey belongs to Liverpool. not so many people realize that the River Meuse is a long river. It actually goes as far as Manchester. But we don't ride the River Meuse in a ghetto Manchester. That's not the minig. First of all, you don't have to have all the rivers. And second of all, I speculate that when they started writing Gittin in Manchester, the town was much smaller. The town never reached as far as that river. That's why that river is not mentioned. As you can see, that's right down south, and the other three are quite central. Salford or Manchester? Good question. The Massa, the Besen have always had an address in Manchester. And when they moved from Cheetham Hill Road, they had to make sure that they carry on, they have a place in Manchester. Because to start writing a get in a new place, it's a whole procedure, you don't know exactly. When Dan Weiss is a Dugarain, the Ferry of the Rocha, and he set up how he write Gittin, and he obviously took into account all the Gittin which were written in the past, and it's in Manchester. And Agav, interesting to know, in London, the Rotary of Gittin for hundreds of years, the spelling of London is Lamed Vov Nun, Dalad Vov Nun. Nowadays you would never spell it like that. Nowadays it would be two Alephs, not two Vovs.
Ashkenaz.
Right. That's how we would write it, and Ashkenazi would write it like that. The reason why they carry on writing it in the two Vovs instead of two Alephs is because they didn't want to change from what it was before. Because of that, they carried on what was going on already hundreds of years before, so they kept it. And also, I'm not sure, I guess here from London, and you see, they also refer to the river Thames, but they refer to the old name as well, Thamesis. The river in the past was called Thamesis. That was the name of. Also little pictures. Another interesting piece of paper you've got there is a copy of a get written from one of the Rishonim in the Sefer HaNiyah. Got a nusach of a get. If you have a look at the nusach of the get, you may be surprised at the Megaresh and the Misgareshes and the names of the Eidim. Zimri ben Solu, Kosbi Bastur, and the two Eidim is Bili ben Be'oya and Bolak ben Zipra. I'm almost sure the reason is simple. You can see from the whole signal like a Gemara the whole time, Chazal were always frightened that somebody will find an old get and use it. If it wasn't written in Shema, it got puzzled. I'm sure they wanted to put a sample of a get. The Machtazamin get is impossible. Anybody else will be able to use it in any way, shape, or form. So it's just the actual copy of it there. Okay, still to a few chairs here, but right. So if you we'll go perhaps go into the Seder of this list which you've got there. One of the first questions would be, do you need to have a bezin? So strictly speaking, you don't need to have a bezin. If it's shloi al yedei shliach, you don't really need. But the Pesach Teshuva brings in Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Ches, as a state in Leidu B'Yehuda Tanyona, Shetzlichem bezin, V'chei Neugim V'chol Tzvitzis Yisrael, we always have a bezin baguette. Although, strictly speaking, it's halacha, one doesn't really need. Was?
Tag
mir jetzt ein Tag. Tag mir jetzt ein Mensch. Tag mir jetzt ein Mensch. Tag mir jetzt ein Mensch. Tag mir jetzt ein A simple question. We about to get is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. One is Daphne, but why don't we make a brocha? The mitzvahs are saying, why don't we make a brocha on a get? So it's a Pitzkachuva brings from the Rashba the reason why we don't make a brocha on a get is because sometimes it's not a mitzvah. If a loy motzvah ever is dover, he just wants to give a get because he wants to give. So it's not a mitzvah. It was bech meirid moos. Because of that, mibalt, sometimes it's not a mitzvah. In Mishum loy plug, Chazal will not misaken a get, brocha on giving a get. Somebody gives a get, but others say that's only if somebody is giving a get bal kocha. A get bal kocha. If a person gives a get bal kocha, then it's bech meiri demoes. That's not shaykh anymore nowadays, since chedim der ben gershon. The ben gershon gave a chedim. You cannot give a get bal kocha hand to take. So mamela, you haven't got the problem. In Emerson, Rabbeinu Gershom only made the Chedim up to Elef HaShishi, up to the year 5000. The Meisa, in Zashkenazen, Omgehalten, we kept the Minigon, and absolutely a fester, Minigafiladin Lamazogan, and you cannot give a get Balkocha. So, really, you haven't got that problem of Zbech Mari Dimos.
Maybe a tenant because maybe she
won't be
mikabel. Yeah, I think
there was a
mistake
because
maybe the only one
didn't be mikabel
made it, there's no
broch
on
stuff. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but Finnish is not mikabel.
The Gitzes around, the Babs around, and it was gracious.
Yeah.
No,
there are certain times when we don't give a get. For instance, Balaido, most common one is every night. We don't give a get when that, because a get's got a din of din. The din of din, and therefore we don't give a get by nacht. Some people have the meaning not to give a get in the month of Iyar, the whole month of Iyar, because the machlek is how to spell Iyar, is the one yud or the two yud in Iyar. Because of that, some places don't give a get in Iyar. The Maisa here in Manchester they do, and many places do give. What?
With one
yud
or two
yud?
Two yud.
In winter, you haven't got much time.
What?
In winter, you haven't got too
much time. Another time which you don't give a get is an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Let's push it because there's not enough yeshiva das, and you need a lot of yeshiva das to come to a get. And because of that, we want to make 100% sure that you can have as much yeshiva das as necessary. So you don't give a get. Welcome to Igun, I think they do, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. This is a problem in Igun and right. Also, many places don't give at all on Rosh Chodesh, because the first day of Rosh Chodesh is a shala how to write. You write today is the Swedish so-and-so, which is the 30th day of the previous month. If you write paket, the shala how to write Swedish, but some places don't give at all in any Swedish. The Meister here in Manchester, they do. Next thing you need to know is for a get, you've got to have kosher eidim. The first thing that comes to mind when you think about eidim is it shouldn't be kraven. The interesting thing is, as the maisa, the much, much more machma, the gamma kraven by a get than anything else. I mean, normally, by take some second cousin at stake. Seder for got everything else, but not for a get. It's so much that even the Revi, to understand what's called Revi, what's called second cousin, the first cousin, it's important to know. It's a bit confusing because the English expression and the expression of Shulchan Aruch is different. In English, you would say you've got first cousin. First cousin means they are children of brothers or sisters. Any brothers or sisters, their children, next generation, are first cousins to each other. In Lashon HaKodesh, in Shulchan Aruch, it works differently. You look at the head of the Mishpocha, start off with one person who's the head of the Mishpocha, their children is the first generation from that individual. So they're called Rishon Berishon. They're the first generation, which means that brothers and sisters are Rishon Berishon. You go down, the next generation, which is what we would call first cousins, that's called Sheni V'Sheni. Right? Their children, Shlishi B'Shlishi. Their children is Revi B'Revi. Where Machma Va'a get, even Revi B'Revi, up to Revi B'Revi, where Machma, can't keep on being Machma, because at the end of the day, everyone's related in the world. Yeah, you make a cheshbon, you're probably not more than anybody you meet in the whole world is probably not more than your 200th cousin. It's not to make the cheshbon. The first 2,000 years is only 20 days, right? And the next nearly 4,000 years, you take an average of 25 years of generation, you'll see it's not that many. That's even have the goyim and what's the name, biologically, you know, for all cousins. But a kurva stops at a certain. So if you've got, for instance, a nephew, will be a Rishon B'Sheni, yeah? A great nephew is a Rishon B'Shlishi, and so on. So as long as you've got that in perspective, and sometimes you've actually got thinking, people who didn't even realize they are your relations, you've got to be very careful.
It's up to third cousins.
What?
Up to third cousins.
Up to the Libra, yeah.
Just question,
what?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
What's
the Makosu Mahmoud? Chayma Ishazish. I don't know. And also, even if their wives are a relation, Balke Ishtoi, and even a double Balke Ishtoi. Yes? So you've got the wives are first cousins, and their husbands will also be possible. And so on. That's the important thing to note when it comes to relations. And we're talking about not being craving, the Eidim shouldn't be craving to the Megarish and the Misgarishes. Yeah, and shouldn't be to each other. And also, the Chatzchila, maybe not as Machma, it shouldn't be not to the Bayonim, not to the person who's doing the main person who's doing the Sadr get, or to the two others they on him. Watch very carefully, make sure that you're not craving.
What status is the Mesadr get?
He's the one who makes sure that you do everything you ask Allah. As we said before, there's no fear for Bezal as such. Pashtis and Sadalacha, but that is many Bholtis, so nobody will do a get nowadays without a Bezal.
Chotonim
is the Chotonim. Kosher, but we wouldn't use a get. A lot of people, even for a Kedushin, you also wouldn't. And Agav is just thinking about it. It's also important if you ever ask to be an aid by a Tanoim or by a Kesubah, there's a nafka minna between the two. Because if you are a possible aidus for the parents, a person can be possible aidus for the parents or for the chosen kala. By tznoim, you make sure you're not korev, not to the parents and not to the chosen kala. For a ksuba, you only need to make sure that you're not in relation to the chosen kala. It doesn't matter if you're in relation to the parents. So it's just. In order for the get to proceed, the two Edim have got to know who they're dealing with, they've got to need to see the Megarish, and they need to know that the Megarish has got a wife who's called Kach V'Kach. They don't necessarily have to actually recognize that, but they have to know that this person has got. They also need to know that at the moment, before they start the get, they are halachically married to each other. You've got to know, and with the whole procedure of the get, that's how they're going to sever the bonds, marriage bonds.
How do I have to know this?
Oh, how do you know? So the identification of who is who happens outside the Bezdin. By the time you come into the Bezdin, you're supposed to know what's going on. So outside the Bezdin, the Dayan's room, the Edim go into the Dayan's room, the Shliach, if there is a Shliach, and the Megarish, and if the Miskeresh is there as well, if she's there, if it's not Aridei Shliach, then the Miskeresh is also there, if it's Aridei Shliach, she won't be there. They go into a room, and they normally bring with somebody who can identify who they are. It doesn't matter, if somebody puts a lady, it could be a Isha, it could be a anyone really, friend, what's the name, it doesn't matter whether it's whether they're kosher ladies or not. And the Dayan asks, do you know this person, what's he called, rechecks the names, because obviously before they've come into the Bezdin, for the last two or three weeks or months before, they've been checking exactly what their names are and all the rest of it. They check again at the last minute, what's his name, how do people call him. So, for instance, if you've got Moshe Yehuda, yeah, and some people, and he's known, how is he known? He's called Morris, right? Or he's called Moshe, or he's called Yehuda only. So all those combinations, different combinations, go into the get. So you've got the name itself. You check also, and after we know he's a Shem Tzedek Mitzvahs, whether he's had aliyahs in the last couple of years. Also take that into consideration. Obviously, we're talking about the Megarish, not about the Miskeresh. Whether we take any notice at all of her name, if she had an aliyah in wherever, Navishala, right? Or we take what's and then we ask how many people call them by this name. Manch the Bezdin have the minig, say at least five people. Other Botidim was different. The other one we were dealing with the other week was three people. Right. So, Shala, how many people?
What about a common law marriage?
A what?
Well, like they're living together.
That's a Shala for itself. Not really. Whether they need to get or not.
Yes.
Shala, Shala, outside the what's the name of this, okay. This year.
You have
got
a condition, you have to
check the subject. Once they've come to the Bezdin for the get, they've been through all the shara, and they've actually it's been decided that they do need a get, so that's what they're there for. What?
When there's two names, you write one as the Ikam, one as the
Tophel. Well, you'll write the first name, and then write the Miskaria, so and so.
So somebody is more known by his kinui. So a real name, what's the.
Usually put the main name up first.
Let's say
a normal Shema Torah Mitzvah has aliyahs, has what's name, has got a name which he was given at his bris on his youth, and it's still in use. A name which a person has completely stopped using. whatever reason.
Except Twalis, just use the Twalis.
What?
Sounds called Daesh, but it's called Twalis, called Sukhadov.
Normally you put the one in which has Aliyah. That's right. You lose it completely.
What's the English name? How do you write it?
What?
What is the English name?
Oh. All right, I'll talk about that now.
Fine. Bill.
How did I build? How did I build? That's a very easy one, actually. It's based with Islamic, right? But you get more, and let me ask you a much more difficult one. Jack. There's a few
William,
sounds
William.
Which is not Riftik, which is not in Lashon HaKodesh. There's no equivalent. Right? There's no J, there's no W, there's no th, th. Right? So all those you have a problem. How to write? So how do you write? How do you write Jack?
Can you write it in English?
No,
we don't write it in English yet. We don't even write, I think it's Svad Rush, right, with a strechel or something. We don't write either. So how would you write Jack? Dalet, Zion, Shin. Those three letters together is a J. Charles? Who's Charles? Just Teshin. Yeah. That Charles, actually, that Ch, you've got in the name of the town. Manchester, we write Manchester, Mem Aleph Nun Shin Ein Samach Tes Ein Reish. The Miscaria, which you actually say as Manchester. So you add a Tes. Mem Aleph Nun Tes Shin Ein Samach Tes Ein Reish.
Why do you write
with Ein?
With
Ein? Because you write it how it sounds.
It's Yiddish.
That's the correct way of spelling it.
W.
What do you do with a W? You've got Liver Irwell.
Bob.
Two Bob. And that's his Shema Risa.
It's not called that.
Shema Risa, and it's called up that way.
That, and he gets the Leah, very rarely
gets the Leah. At least once in 2 years. That's Manchester. That's the meaning here. I'm sure about other bosses you've got.
It was the Ikeshev.
It is the Ikeshev. It was the Ikeshev. It's not the Shtaka. That's what you use. And then you give all the nicknames.
You write that as the first name. Because Ali Aymolyu has the name as the first name.
Yeah. If that's the Shemarisa, yeah.
You tell me, I think COVID people didn't have a
right. You had a case.
Not because.
There was a case here in Manchester Bethlehem. Somebody came to give a get not so long ago. He had already never given a get a few years earlier. The last time he gave a get, his father's name was the father's Shema Arisa. That was the father's name was the Shema Arisa which he had, which he always used. So that's the name they wrote in the get at the time. This time when it came to give a get, they didn't write it. Elachid, Sarawat Sreem and so on. Why? He hasn't been to shul for 2 years because of COVID. So, lost the name. So, put the same what's in. And I think I might mention at the time, you need to write in the Pinkus of the Bezdin the reason. Anyone looking at this history will see the same person has changed the name. We've heard many excuses for COVID, haven't we? Right. As you see throughout the whole procedure, it's extremely important to make sure that whatever's done is l'shmoy, or l'shma, or l'shem gedishin. Who pays for the get? Who should pay for the get? Is like a tefillah, the husband is supposed to pay. But, as Alma Masakin, using Hefka Bez and Hefka, that the wife can also pay if necessary. If he doesn't want to pay, and she wants a get, so she can pay, even though she's not supposed to, it's supposed to be him that pays. The special with Hefka Bez and Hefka, Chazal Alma Masakin, that she can pay. If somebody else pays, you're in a problem. She's got the right to pay. If not, not stamp, somebody else can pay. So,
what's painful again? Paying the
sofa
to write again?
What?
What's painful again? Paying the
sofa
to write again?
You're paying for the sofa, for the sada, for the other dayonim, for the shliach, for the edim.
How much do you pay? Seriously?
I don't know what the draws at the moment. I'm,
is it is that minimum pay or is it,
no, it's not,
is it money, real money?
No, no. I'll pick out a figure, what's that £1,000
is.
No, you've got six professionals, or seven, eight professionals working on what? No, that's also important to know. Although the sofas, although the baal is paid for the get, right? And as you'll see in a minute, everything which goes into the get is the baal's. But nice, at the end of the day, the sofa started off with a piece of paper. You see, took a piece of paper, it wrote to get. Get now, before, as a piece of paper, it was worth 5p. Now, as a finished professional get, let's say it's worth £25 or £50, whatever the case is. So if we say, yes, shrach umum mekeli, kim tachos, that there's a shrach there, and somebody needs to acquire, somebody needs it to belong to somebody. And therefore, the chaspila, they have a meaning that they, after the get's been written, before the Baal gives it, he actually makes a kinyan on it, so it should belong to him. Right, I think we'll have to move on, otherwise it'll... You use nicknames, but no derogatory names, right? If somebody's called Fat Face or Bitch or any name, you don't use it. You don't even use titles. Nobody's used a Rav, Marenu, absolutely nothing. Just the name itself.
Except for Kohen
and Levi. The only titles, Kohen and Levi, and if you call it a title, a Ger can also, you can write a Ger. Normally you'd write Ploini Ben Avrom Avinu, or Ploinis Bas Avrom Avinu. But if somebody, Le'elenu, is not keeping halachas with his daughters down, it's a bizoyim for Avrom Avinu to have such children, so you don't put Ben Avrom Avinu, you would put Ager. And I remember once I was watching a get in America, that was the shortest possible name that Isha can have. She had just one name, her name. Nothing else, not Bas, nothing, no Avrom Avinu, absolutely nothing. It wasn't going to Maisa. Her mother was a Russian immigrant. She was Masupik whether she was Jewish or not. And she did a conversion, the shame of Sofik, just in case she wasn't Jewish. And this was her child. So the child, and so the Miskereshes here was a Sofik, whether. And she also went through Gaius, so she had the suffix, whether she's a Yid or not. If she was definitely a Yid, we'd just put Bas mother. But if she was subject of she's a Yid, they couldn't write Ger, couldn't not write. So they wrote just her name, without any description of any sort. We don't use cloth. We might still use paper. It's much more difficult to be mizayef paper than it is cloth. It hasn't got the same Watson. Once you stop messing around with paper and scratching out and what's the name, it's much more noticeable. So the Meister, they use paper. Well, for instance, just one of the other halakhs which we've learned, that you can't write a get and then tear it off the street and then give it, right? As a kosa v'dosan, we can't do something in between the kosa v'dosan. So you can't, have to be careful, if you've got a pad of paper, you can't write the get and then tear it off the pad. What? Theoretically, you give the whole pad. I don't know what you're doing.
Same thing.
Do that. Yeah.
It's good quality paper. It's, you know, you're going to lose quite a bit. You're going to lose quite a bit because it's good quality paper. It's not just
paper.
The actual
paper.
So when you start the actual procedure, so in the bezin itself, the diamond sits in the middle, the top, one, two dayanim on either side of him. The ma'aser, one takes, doesn't need to be somebody there to get an ignition to be able to sit together. So what's in him? Right? My father, Zechariah Baruch, was quite young at the time. He was dying in Meshapira, and Meshapira from Gebet, and he should sit next to him as one of the dayanim. So, it's not, wasn't specializing in Gittin at all. We use a conner. The pen that you use is from a feather, not metal. There's going to be loads of questions which the Sadar Get is going to ask the Edim, the Baal, the Isha, and it tells them, make sure when you answer the questions, answer either yes or no, but don't answer yes, yes, hen, hen, or loy, loy, because the double negative can be a positive.
It's a short.
Right.
Can you roll a pen? I'm going to roll a fire pen. What pen do you use?
I'll just tell you what the maestro, what they actually use. So the Masada get starts off, the first thing he has to ask what's the name, tells the Edim, and the Onim, and without Chibitim. That's the first. And then he asks the Baal, Pleini ben Pleini, Reutze Ata Litten Get L'Ishtecho, Pleinis Bas Pleini, Mirzoincha Hatzoi, Beli Shum Oinus, Beli Shum Tanai. And the father, he answers yes. Was that, and then he asks him, maybe you're doing it because you have to do it, you're being forced to give a get. It's a different halacha, but Isha doesn't get a get bal kocha, and he can't be forced to give a get. It's called get me'usa, and get me'usa can be possible. You've got to make sure that the husband is doing it with a tzoyna hatoy.
What?
King Kalach is exactly how Makinos Hashem Ritzan. Okay.
Well,
they
do. See, after that. When he's Bechoyev to give again. No, yeah. Then
Bechoyev to give again. Then they get. Yeah, if he's got Chasm with Machabi Lawin, he has to. And then, so they asked him if he's given it, and the husband answers. He declares before the Beis Din, I have never made any bond, nor vow, nor oath, neither have I given my hand or any undertaking, nor have I said any word, nor performed any action which would compel me to give the get, or which would prevent me from giving the get. But of my own free will, I do desire to give the get. And they said, well, maybe Dochi is Taka, maybe you did do such a thing, you've forgotten about it. So the Baal carries on, if I have ever made any bond, vow, or oath, or if I have ever given my hand or any undertaking, or if I have ever said anything which would force me to give the get, or which would prevent me from giving the get, I regret having done so. Had I known at the time of uttering any bond, vow, or oath, that I would later regret having done so, I would not have uttered them. I therefore asked you, Rabbonim, to annul them for me. And the Rabbonim is talking about Mocholach, Mocholach, Mocholach. So, sitting as a Beis Din, that's the one thing which you tucky need the Beis Din for, to be able to move. What? This number, it can also comes from the Kavanoki, which is certain. They've translated it into English, we can say from Hebrew and from Hebrew as well. Some people are Zoycha that their Sefer becomes the Bible for whatever it is. And the same called Kodesh HaBris, Rabbeinim. He was Zeicher, that's counted as the main. When it's similar Chadoshah for Shoktim, and when it's Kavnoki, he was Zeicher, the Mamish, everyone uses his. Then he says, maybe you made a disclaimer, maybe you went to a solicitor or somebody else beforehand, and you said, I'm going to give a get a dozen, I don't mean it at all, and I'm making a disclaimer in advance that whatever I said, whatever I'm going to say, I've to finish doing. He says he hasn't. So make him read paragraph 3. I've never made any disclaimer, nor have I said any word, nor performed any action which would cause an invalidation to the force of the get. And then he carries on, you my witnesses, I declare before you null and void all disclaimers in any shape or form which I might have made concerning the get. I also nullify all the declarations and utterances which, if they were to be upheld, would cause an impairment, whether to the writing or signing or handing over of the get. I also testify about myself that I have never made any disclaimer, nor have I said any word which would impair the force of the get. I also disqualify all witnesses or any one witness who may testify about myself that I have ever made any disclaimer, or that I have ever said any word which would cause an impairment to the force of the get. Therefore, in the event of any such witness or any one witness coming forward, may their evidence or his evidence be null and void, but of my own free will I will command that the get be written and signed, and of my own free will I will give the get to divorce with it my wife, plain this bath play.
When the government said they won't give them a divorce because they get,
the government tried very, very recently, a few years ago, you probably know about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some lords in the House of Lords who were very sympathetic to the Aguna problem, and they decided they're going to make a law. And I know Steiner was involved, they asked him for his. There's no way really in which we can help them. Because if it's
they decide they're not going to give the rules.
Yes, and they'll go to prison because of contempt of court, then that's false.
They can't do it again.
Yeah, it's all got a different way of doing it.
Until he comes out to prison, when he comes out to prison, he's still on the gate.
Right. Now,
there's been such a case.
Then, there are two Adim. There are two Adim, and throughout the whole procedure, when the Dayan is asking one Aid and then the second Aid, who goes first? Nibarosh. So the minig is, whoever's older goes first. So that used to be always the minig in Manchester Beslin. On one occasion I asked Dayan Kraus, I said, my co-aid is a Kohen. The whole reason you're doing it is for covered. So he's younger than me, but yeah, it was good after. And since then, the Kohen go first. So now, in order to be able to give a get, you've got to have a tzivri from the Baal exactly what. And the Baal has got to be man of the shliach. So what happens? So the Baal turns around to the Edim. You, my witnesses, listen to my appointing a deputy, shliach, to convey the get to my wife, plain as best plain. And then he turns around to the shliach, and he says, you, the shliach's name, I appoint you to be my deputy to convey the get to my wife, plainly stuff plainly, and to give it into her hands. If you listen to all the different Lashonas here, you remember various Gemaras that come in. And to give it into her hands in any place where you might find her, and may your hand be like my hand, and your action like my action, and your mouth like my mouth, and your speech like my speech, and your deputy like my deputy, and your handing over of the get like my handing over of the get. I also give you authority to appoint a deputy in your place, or in his absence, even by post, etc. And your deputy shall be authorized to appoint another deputy, and so on, and even without any compelling circumstances, until the get reaches her hand in any place where he may find her. And immediately upon the get reaching her hands from your hands, or from your deputy's hands, or from your deputy's deputy's hands, and so on, and even without any compelling circumstances, she shall be divorced with it from me and be permitted to any man. So that's what he says to the shliach. Then he turns what?
Does he have to give the chance mask to the shliach?
No. Then the Baal turns around again to the Edim. Says, you, my witnesses, listen to my commanding the scribe. And then he says, you, scribe, ploini ben ploini, here is the paper, the ink, the halacha, everything has to belong to the Baal. Here is the paper, the inkwell. So just before that, just missed out a point. that the sefer who comes into the Besdin with all the klei ksiva takes the case, hands it to the Baal, and says, here, I give you this as a complete gift. And the Baal takes it, left it above his head, with a Kabbalah to be created. That's now, and the dynastic now. Who does it belong to? You. Right. And then he says, you scribe, here is the paper, the inkwell, the quill, and all the writing equipment, and write again specifically for me, Pliny ben Pliny, to divorce with my wife, Pliny's bas Pliny, and write either one get or even many gets in, all of them to be specifically for me and specifically for her and for purposes of divorce, until one of them will be correct in the writing and in the signing thereof, in your opinion, and in the opinion of the Rabbonim who are arranging the get, and in the opinion of all to whom they may show the get. And the get shall reach the hands of my wife, Pliny's bas Pliny, and she shall become divorced with it according to the law of Moshe and Israel. So he's now asked the sefer to write a get. So now he's got to ask the Edom to sign it. You, my witnesses, and he turns around to the first one, Pliny ben Pliny, and you, Pliny ben Pliny, be my witnesses and sign the get which the scribe, Pliny ben Pliny, will write specifically for me, Pliny ben Pliny, to divorce with my wife, Pliny's bas Pliny, and sign either one get or even many gets in, all of them to be specifically for me and specifically for her and for purposes of divorce, until one of them will be correct in the writing and signing thereof, in your opinion and the opinion of the Rabbanim, the whole same as says before. That's so far. The rest of this happens after we get to the. So,
the Aiden signed
with Savashuris, same as the get itself. That's always the problem of trying to find Aiden, because right, Savashuris, otherwise. And people working in the Besdin could all do it themselves. Unfortunately, drei Sachen shittach, because all you're supposed to be in Ksav Shkitz, and all the same, but it doesn't always work.
But
what's the
Eidah
Yonis?
It's okay.
What?
Well, then we have to say Eidah Yonis is okay.
If you want any Yvonis, you should know that androgynous is the gematria Zocha Unikeva. Exactly. Although it's a Greek word. Right. And then we tell the Baal he doesn't have to stay now. He's given them what's name. He should come back in an hour and a half, whatever, once the get is written. But he should stay in town, because we write in the get Ho'oimid Hayim Manchester. So maybe now Tak is the time to look at the nusach of the get itself. What? No, it's not. They're not massive. A little bit of what? It's still in Greater Manchester. I don't know exactly why that is. Right. So you've got here. We've got the date. You start off with the day of the week, the Echad b'Shabbos. Then you've got the Shleisha also Yom Yerach Tishri. One another Chiddush. We don't write Chiddush. We write Yerach in the get. And the reason is Shaitan Posek Gerash Yerachim. Yeah. So it comes to Gerishin, you use the Loshen of Yeruch, of Yerach. So it's Shleish Osi Yem Yerach Tish Rei, by the way, I don't know how many people call it that, but that's the correct way of pronouncing it. Shnas Chmesh Zalof and Shramayez V'shishim V'shtayim L'Bri Yisraelim L'Minyan Sh'on and Mon and Kan. Now you can see B'Manchester B'Miskaria Manchester. Right, then Mosso, the Yosfa, and the Ho'erwell, and the Ho'erk, and the Ho'medlo. A town which is situated, because we get, especially in the olden days, there's no way of having any water. All towns are built on rivers, or seashore. Right? What?
Or Bayo, Venice.
Yeah. Venice. It's got a very interesting. Okay, they're the right. Mosso, the Yosfa, Biyamo.
Thank you.
So here you can see, you've got Erwel, the spelling which we said before, yeah? Erwel, the double vav. Erk.
Why is
there
a double lump?
What?
Why is there a double lump?
Don't know. Erk. 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 Medlock. Amesilun is packed water, that's the water supply for the town. Ano, that's I. Nachman, Hamachunna Norman, who's got a nickname of Norman. Ben Lee Halevi, Ha'oimid Hayim in Manchester, who's in. What?
L-E-E. Lee, that's an English
name,
though. Yeah. For the Italian name.
Yeah.
Or did
music. Yeah. Very often happens. Ha'im b'tayim b'Manchester, the Miskari in Manchester. Mosad yasa on her erva, on her erva, on her medal, on her erva. Tzavisa ben is nafshi, with my full will. Lo anisna, I'm not being forced. Tishpokas, betoris, asir, asir, alichi, different al-lashenis of severing the marriage bonds.
Let them try and work up the name. Next name.
The next name, okay.
What's her name?
Ant intasi, you my wife. Now what's the next word?
Julie.
Right, Julie. There you got your. There you got your J. Okay, Julie, Bas.
Julie. How's the shin damage?
Hans. Hans.
German.
Yeah. The Havas Intesim and Kadmas Nor, who you were my wife until now. Chodoy Petorius the Shvokas the Srichs the Sichelichi. You should be able to. You should be in control of yourself. You should be belong to yourself. Limahach to go. Lisnasva. To go and get married to somebody else. Now, lemahach is to go. You see a big hay. Now, the reason for the big hay is to make sure it's a hay. Just make sure that it doesn't look like a ches. Because lemahach means I'm just joking. Because of that, it's got to be hay. What? Yeah, it's all the reasons. All the, each one's got a reason. Listen, as well, the folk about Savion, because you get married whoever you want, and then it's like, Mochim Adachim, the name of the Nana Lolam, nobody should stop you. Hale at Materas of Cholodom, the day indeed you have a few, you know, say for Trifin, we get a Shrikin, we get Trifin, for Tirin, and then the 12th line, we haven't talked about the lines yet, yeah, it's Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it should fill the whole line. Now, I guess it's got 12 lines, the Tosfos is the beginning of Gittin, Tosfos asks what gives a reason, because there's 4 lines in between Bereshit and Shmos, 4 lines between Shmos and Vayikra, and there's 4 lines between Vayikra and Bamidbar, and we don't count the 4 lines between Bamidbar and Dvorim because it's just a Chazorah, right? That's only the 12 lines. The Gematria of Get is 12, and another reason why is a Get called a Get? Because you won't find anywhere in the whole Torah where a Gimel and a Tess are next to each other, separate. And another reason was the Krach Hayom.
It was a stone, Bikrachayayon, which repelled all others. It was called Get. I don't know what stone it is.
A stone, which any other stone came near it, it flicked it away. So,
anti-magnetic.
And then you've got on the 13th and the 14th line, half lines, you've got the Abin. Yeah? You sign your name, the father's name, no titles, aid. That's the correct way of signing something. Yeah, that's the sign of Shtar. That's the correct way.
Right, the basis is different.
What?
Right, the basis is different on all this. The long lambas, the long nuns, the
oh,
each one.
Good question. That is where I get. Mora. It's got to be, you shouldn't be able to cut off, to separate and make it safer, not foreign. You shouldn't be able to cut it into pieces. Right? So there's no way in which you can draw a straight line across. There's always either a nun in the way or a lambas in the way. Or both. What? Yeah. Sometimes you've got to put one in because according to the names haven't got one in and so on. The whole kids, don't forget, had to fit the Torah in the first 6 lines can be quite a kint sometimes. Because you have very long names. He can have a long name, both have a long name. We had to get recently where he had 6 names. The Megarish himself had 6 names. Before you start with his father or his wife or his Shver. The guy himself has 6 names. Right? So it's. And also, depending on whether the Isha, if the Isha is there, then you've got to write this nusach, this address in Manchester, it's going to Manchester, Mossad, yes, on the Oeva, on the Oeva, on the Oeva, on the Oeva, on the you have to write it three times. First of all, starting off where you are, then you say the Baal, where he is, and where the Ish is. And if she's not there, you only write it twice. So you can have longer names, shorter names, twice or not, and it's still got to fit it in, so it's a whole kiss. Goes into the letters.
What do you do when your people are not so frum? I don't know any names, I don't remember names. A lot of people that, you know, we've been married for 60 years.
What do people call you?
Everybody's got a name, haven't they?
Yeah.
An English name.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then the sofa has to say, before he starts, the sofa has to say he's in Nashliach, and he has to say to the Edom that he's making all the tikkunim that he's going to do is going to be the Shmoy, Shem Pleni Ben Pleni, the Shma, Pleni Bach Pleni, and the Shem Gerishim. Right. And then he says again, Harini Kosef, has to say the whole nusach. And then again, before he starts writing it, he has to have sirsut. I want to bring the thing that I didn't see. Rav Dansky has got a board fixed on the board. Is metal strands, 12 lines, and he's got and 2 half lines. Puts his paper on top of it, and just goes over it with his finger to get on the opposite side of where you're going to write. So that's the normal way. And then down the sides as well. You have sets down the two sides, and you have sets of the lines.
Because that's only the safer text. It says safer creases. It's right. Like a safer tape.
A get has to be longer than wider. Very important. The length of the get must be longer than the width. You know what I'm saying? Then Dine tells the what? Dine tells the Shliach has got to stay in the room while he writes the first six lines. And the Edim only have to stay in the room for the first line. Once he's written the first line, the Edim need to take a Simon Mubik so that they come back into the Beis Din, they'll be able to recognize the get. And once we've got Simon Mubik, they can leave and they come back when he's finished writing the get. So it takes an hour and a half, whatever it is, he'll write out the get. Sometimes, unfortunately, you can make a mistake, get two letters touching each other. And there's no such thing as rubbing out something. This does our mitzvah in the get. So what do you do? This one's... So this is a get for somebody who started writing, didn't get very far, he made a mistake. So what do? You make two letters are touching each other, so you make one big, what's the name of it? Sometimes you find a get. Sometimes you find a get because you've got odd words somewhere where you don't have to have a big ice like in Hach, but nevertheless you will find it because you made a mistake, and that's the what's the name. That's the way of covering up the mistake.
You have to write it Kisidron.
No.
Backwards as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fill it in afterwards. Yeah. Well, that's not a problem. No, correct. But you can add to it. You want to. So that's what the sofa says. Shimwe layatam edim, pleni ben pleni, u pleni ben pleni, kolat tukunin. And you also the tzedek haget, hinen you also the shame hamgarish pleni ben pleni, shatzivali lachtim is get garish by sish to pleni ben pleni, and musakan hakoy lishmoy lishmoy shum gerish. And then he adjusts the kolmas a little bit, or take a little bit more off the kolmas, just make sure he's done it shmoy lishmoy shum gerish. And then you've got the And then before he starts writing, Hinnani Kosev gets there, he says to the Edom, Shimuel Atom Edom, Pleni Ben Pleni, Pleni Ben Pleni, Hinnani Kosev gets there, the Shem Pleni Ben Pleni, Shimuel Lechtav get Gash and Sishloi, and that's all. Once it's finished writing the get, you have to make sure it's dry. I don't know what the reason is. Shouldn't be able to change it. Before the Edom sign. And then the Edom sign, and each aid has got to say that he's doing it Shmoyd Shmoyd Shem Bereshin. And each aid says to the other one what he's doing. So for instance, in the recent get here, other aid was called Shimon Ali Alev Ben Michol. So I spoke to him and I said, Ato Shimon Ali Alev Ben Michol Re'ei, Shani Choysim get Zeh Lishmoyd Shmoyd Shem Bereshin. And then I carry on saying, Hinani, Nochomodcha Ben Yosef Choysim get Zeh Lishem, Pleini Ben Pleini, the Miskera, so and so, the Miskera, he had three names, and Grada, this person's father was not Jewish, it's got Ben Sandra, and Simila Lachim get the Ganatri Sishtoi, Plainis Bas Steve. Now, how do you write Steve? Samach, Tess, Yud, Bob. What was it? Yeah, he had no one.
You don't know the mother's name.
No. If it's Jewish, you don't know the
mother's name. How do you write with a B? Because you've got documents
and a pen. I need to get going, otherwise I'm not gonna finish. Right. Yes. Now, in order to make 100% sure that the get is okay, it needs checking. So the Edom read the get together to make sure it's okay, and then they sit together, and one of them goes through ois by ois. Right? Mamish, they check every letter on the what's name. So one person sitting there, the other one has got wherever he was copying from, together with the names, and he goes, oh, Berishim B'Shabbos, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shein, and the other person's checking. They check Mamish letter by letter, right through, to make 100% sure that you've got it in your opening. The shliach has to watch the Edom signing, has to be there. He eventually needs to be able to say b'fonai nichtav, or b'fonai nechtav. So not only he's got to watch the actual nechtav, he's got to watch the nechtav as well, in order to be able to say it. So the shliach watches both before he can say b'fonai nechtav. So once the get is okay, and Dan checks it over, and the sofa checks over the tzimis or edim, because the edim are usually not sofrim as such. So we'll make sure that's okay. And by the way, we don't put tagging in yet. Well, one reason why we don't do it nowadays is shleihotzilaz agitamarishrein, because they didn't do it in the past, so we don't do it nowadays either. So once that gets ready, satisfied, okay. The Baal comes back in, and we go again, ask him again to be mevatel midoros, just in case while he was out or something, he might have been mevatel something. So,
tell him not to talk about the get at all.
And again, same thing again. I've never made any bond, no vow, no oath. Now I've given my word, the taking, now I've said any word to pass the get. And then he answers along what he says, the witness to the same thing I said before, the ganz geschäft. And then, important thing is, he says, you, Pleni Ben Pleni, says to the shliach, convey this get to my wife, Pleni Sfas Pleni, and give it into her hands, in any place where you might find her, and may your hand be like my hand, your action like my action, your mouth like my mouth, and your speech like my speech, and your deputy like my deputy, and your handing over the get like my handing over the get. I give you, also give you authority to bring the deputy in the place, and so on, like we said before. And he also says, so if you want to see how this Mesidus I get, what actually happens, that's
If it's Shlei Ad Eshliach, giving it, the Baal is giving it into the hand of the demonstration.
You want me to do?
What?
What part am I playing?
You're the lady.
Okay. As long as you know, you have to know what part you play.
Make sure it says
what?
It's lovely folded.
So you're trying to fold.
Yeah, the special way of folding, I guess.
And it folded so it fits in the hand. It's a Kinyan Yad.
It's A3 paper.
Can't remember what size. Yeah, A3 paper.
Yeah. What?
What size? It doesn't matter because when you fold it, it's all the same.
Right.
So then.
So then, he said, you've got to wait now. If we're standing here, the three Dayonim will be sitting over there.
You've got two
Aidim. All three Dayonim up there. The two Aidim will be standing over here. So they can watch exactly. I'm 100% sure they can see. Right? And then he holds it just above.
But her hands are not flat.
No, so hands like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Right. And then he would say, Hareza Giteich.
Well, so she mustn't assist in any way. She can't grab it or anything, she's got to stand perfectly still.
She has to be completely
still.
Passive. She mustn't have three Giteich Maragabakaka. That's a big problem. So she said, completely wants him. Sometimes you do it two or three times because it moves, she wants him. So he says, Hareza, Hareza Giteich, with Kabli Giteich there. Team Gureshis Mimeni, Meachshav, Hare At Materes, Lechol Odom.
He drops it in, but she waits for instructions from
now,
the Dayan.
Close your hand.
Hang on, is that. See it doesn't appear out from down below, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's Kinyan Yad.
Right.
And then she lifts it up as Kinyan Hagbor.
Right.
And then they. Yeah, yeah. And then.
On the arm.
So they say they put it from your. 1 second. Take it in your left hand and put it under your right arm.
Right.
I said, I don't know what Quinion that is. And then she walks
then
towards the door.
Towards the door and back.
In the back. Yeah. Yeah. So she's walking away from him. And then they give it to the basting to look
and
over.
Then they open it again. Make sure nothing cracked in the writing with the folding and everything. Right. And then read the get again. You had the sugi in the Gemara, yeah? About making sure before and making sure after. So you read the get again, so show the covers of the Dayanim are sitting there, so once you read it with this sign on the right hand side of the Dayanim, now we read it with the Dayanim sitting on the left hand side. But read the whole get again, just to make sure that it is the get which was. And then the Masada asks again the Sofer, is this the get you wrote? And the Edim, is this the get that you signed?
Yeah.
And then, interesting things, we've got the Baal has to say, Yema HaBaal, Hinini Mikabal Olai, Bechedim. I'm not being mekabel anything now. I'm making a disclaimer. Nachkach yema abal hineni mekabel alai bechelim ubeshvus hatoyna shleil batal es aget v'leis hashliach v'leis hashlichus. And then.
You have to give it over.
What?
You have to give it over.
Finish all
finished.
Yeah. No, the shliach. The shliach's got it. She's only going to get it next day.
It's
yeah.
The shliach.
Yeah.
You could be
the Shlech
himself,
doesn't he? No, the Shlech, we don't put it like this, just don't fold it.
When
you open it, just drop it onto his hands like that.
Open? Completely open?
Completely open. Yeah.
It doesn't matter, he's not making it. He's just taking it.
The Shlech, isn't it?
Why do you have to have this business?
I see just in the house.
And also the Sadat makes very clear that the get remains in Baal. The get remains the property of the Baal until it's given. Right? Belongs to the Baal, not that you've given it to the Shliach and he's taken it away. Right? It has to be his. What happens after it's been given, whether it's a Shliach or not, the meaning is all of us are dealing as far as I know, never give a get out. They take a get and make a cut to make sure that the seed's been used, and they give the best and give a Tu'udas Gerishin. They give something like this. This actually is from 1984, so not what's the name. So this is to certify, in Russian Kurdish, and what's the name? The English has got this is to certify that Miss So-and-so, formerly so-and-so, of this and this address, wife of, what's the name, received her get Jewish bill of divorce at this Besdin on Thursday, the 14th day of September, 1989, corresponding to the 14th day of Elul, 5749. And she is free to remarry in accordance with the Jewish religious law after 92 days. You've got to have Chodshei Avchona, which is 90 days. No confusion, you're going to say 92 days, which means besides today, she's got the get, and besides the day on which she gets married. There must be 90 days in between the two. To make sure that's the Avchona. That's if she's not feeding and she's not pregnant. If she's pregnant or feeding, she's got to wait until the child has been born, or is going to be born, until that child is 24 months old. She's not allowed to get married. Even nowadays, I don't know if anybody nowadays carries on feeding the children for 2 years, but that's the one thing. Today's Chazal is given, and she can't get married for around 2 years. And the other restriction, of course, in accordance with Jewish religious law, she is not permitted to marry a kohen.
It's not about where the get remains.
Yeah, so doesn't keep it in their archives, and they give the individual whatever they need. They give both the man and the woman who get a certificate that the get was given to that person you saw.
Husband also gets a certificate.
Yeah, sure. There's a difference between the man and the woman, obviously. She can zikha not get married unless she's got a get. And he, depends. If she makes too much trouble, then it's as I was saying. So there's such a thing as giving a get. Let's say if the Besdin know that this woman has been, unfortunately, been misbehaving. She's doing Zana. She's what's her name. She wants to make sure that to do whatever's possible. So then, although Rabbeinu Geshen made a chelim, you can't give Isha a get Baal Korcha, nevertheless, in a case like this, Baal Korcha, somebody is zecha it for her. Zecha doesn't play with one of, it's a chus for her, she shouldn't be carried on being over, and therefore somebody is mekabel the get from the Baal in order that she should be no longer married. So that's... what? Yeah, it happens. Yeah, they give her a hashor afterwards.
Is it right on the get?
No. Separate piece of paper.
People recognize the item?
Whether the other botadim, by the way, are also important. Aloha. You can imagine that there's so many differences. Different botadim will be knowing different ways, even on the spelling sometimes, there can be differences. And therefore, you've got what do you do? Mokam HaKasiva or Mokam HaNasina? The get's been given somewhere else, right? So they're in touch with each other and try to be mafasha that both botadim should be happy with what's happening. But at the end of the day, it has to be according to the minig of the Mokam HaNasina. As long as the Mokam HaKasiva is happy with it, the Mokam HaKasiva say, I'm sorry, I'm not doing it, in our eyes, I'm mamish posel, I won't do it. Right?
Usually.
With all the what? depends how it's pronounced. Each one's exactly how it's pronounced. You have different dialects as well. You can have a different dialect between Manchester and London.
And there's Irwell. It's spelled two A's. It sounds like Irwell. It's actually spelled Irwell, not an I.
You have to know what an I actually stands for.
Right. There's the other one.
Thank you.
This must take a long time. The winter, This must take hours and hours.
I don't know where the
minute came in. I'm going to go to the shaft and I'm stuck in